Finalizing the agreement. Dennis Paulbaugh, Gaza City.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical. An uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Beginning in the noon hour with the Atlanta Symphony, conducted by Yoel Levy, and music by the great Antonin Dvorak, and is Slavonic Dance No. 2 in E minor from his first collection of Slavonic dances. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you. Classical music continues on a Wednesday afternoon. We've got the Tantalon Ensemble and chamber music for oboe, viola, and piano, a little tune called The Pond by composer Charles Martin Loeffler, and something I'm quite excited to share with you, something that I'm sure is quite new, something that I've never played for you before, and I'll wager you haven't heard it either. It's from composer Robert Tomaro, and it's called The Bridge of Souls. The London Symphony has that for us in just a little while on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th at 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/MTC. Now, of course, as we enjoy the music this afternoon, KPR is in the middle of its Fall Pledge Drive, one of the few times of the year where we remind you that you are a crucial part to everything that we do here at KPR. You can always pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. Now, for the moment, the Fall Pledge Drive is in abeyance, by which I mean we're taking just a short break from it to focus on the reason we're all here today, music on a Wednesday afternoon. Continuing on now with the Latvian National Symphony, conductor Terje Mikkelsen is with us, and we'll hear music from Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. Around the same time Dvorak was writing his Slavonic dances, Svensson was writing his Norwegian Rhapsodies, the fourth of which we'll enjoy next on KPR. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4 by composer Johan Svensson, as performed by the Latvian National Symphony, conducted by Terje Mikkelsen, on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:26. In about 10 minutes from now, the London Symphony Orchestra brings us some music I've never played for you before by the composer Robert Tomaro. Composed in 1996, we'll hear A Bridge of Souls, a modern American orchestral suite, in about 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. KPR would like to thank Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Zen Zero serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts in downtown Lawrence. It is our fall pledge drive, and don't forget that your support is essential to Kansas Public Radio. Make a pledge today at kansaspublicradio.org in whatever amount you can, and thanks for your support to KPR. Thanks to Laura Engels of Kansas City and an anonymous donor from Lawrence for their pledges this afternoon. We're joined now by the Tantalon Ensemble and music by a composer by the name of Charles Martin Loeffler, who was born in Berlin in 1861 but moved all around Europe with his family before winding up in the United States in 1881, where he would join the Boston Symphony Orchestra as an assistant concertmaster. Here's a little chamber music of his, Rhapsody No. 1, a little tune called The Pond, for oboe, viola, and piano. Rhapsody No. 1, known as The Pond for oboe, viola, and piano by composer Charles Martin Loeffler, performed by the Tantalon Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:38 now, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. I want to keep things moving along to something that I'm sure I've never played for you before. This is from composer Robert Tomaro, who is a composer and jazz guitarist and a former music director of the Elysian Symphony Orchestra. This is something that he wrote in 1996 and 1998, a two-movement symphonic suite called The Bridge of Souls. This is based on essentially a dream that the composer had, which pictures a mystical 19th-century-style bridge as might be found in Vienna, which essentially comes alive and emits symphonic music as if from the pipes of an organ, before being visited by a procession of disembodied souls who cross the bridge and float upward towards heaven. We'll hear A Bridge of Souls with the London Symphony on KPR. A two-movement symphonic suite, the movements completed in 1996 and 98 respectively. The Bridge of Souls from composer Robert Tomaro, who was in that recording conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1 p.m. In just a moment, NPR News. And classical music continues in the next hour with some English works. Gordon Jacobs' Oboe Quartet and a suite called London Again from Eric Coates. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan.
Live from NPR, listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's from Dmitri Shostakovich, a short dance from the Golden Age. Konstantin Orbelian, conducting the Moscow Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music for a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. We've got some English works for you this hour from the likes of Gordon Jacob and composer Eric Coates. To my knowledge, I'm not sure that there are many symphonic suites that have sequels, but we've got one essentially from Eric Coates, who once wrote in the 1930s a nice depiction of the English capital with his London suite. What we'll listen to was a follow-up to that piece called London Again. That's a bit later, with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Support also comes from you. You're the most important source of support for Kansas Public Radio. We are in about the middle portion of our fall pledge drive, and we need to remind you that you are a crucial part of everything that we do here on KPR. Everything is made possible with your pledge, and we hope you'll be able to make a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling toll-free at 888-577-5268. We'll keep that in the back of our minds for now and just enjoy the music on a Wednesday afternoon. Next, with Something for You by Antonio Vivaldi. I struggled a little bit wondering if I wanted to play something from Vivaldi for either violin or cello, but then I happened to come across this gem of a concerto, one for two violins and two cellos. Put on for us next by conductor Yuli Turovsky and the musicians of I Musici di Montreal on KPR. The players of the Ensemble I Musici di Montreal, under conductor Yuli Turovsky, with a concerto, one of Vivaldi's, for two violins, two cellos, in G major, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:20, and in about 20 minutes from now, we'll have the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra along, for music by the English composer Eric Coates, and a follow-up to his London suite, we'll hear London Again. That's in just a bit here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard on October 8th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Well, before we hear music by Eric Coates, we have music from another English composer, Gordon Percival Septimus Jacob, man born in 1895, and who served in the First World War, and it was apparently during that time that he first took his steps to becoming a composer. He was taken as a prisoner of war, you see, in 1917, and in a prison camp, he had a chance to study harmony textbooks in the camp library and made an orchestra out of his fellow prisoners. After the war, he attended the Royal College of Music to be a student of the great Charles Villiers Stanford. From Gordon Jacob, we'll hear a quartet, chamber music for oboe and strings. Sarah Francis plays oboe with the English String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Quartet for Oboe and Strings from English composer Gordon Jacob, played by the English String Quartet, with the oboe played by Sarah Francis on Kansas Public Radio. 1:44 is the time, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. We'll have all things considered for you at that time, and later on tonight, Destiny is your host, with more classical music from 7 to 9 this evening. We have music for you now by another English composer by the name of Eric Coates, who was born in 1886. He was, like Ernest Tomlinson, a composer in that vein known as light music, and he had a great presence on BBC radio over the years. In 1933, he created a symphonic suite, a sort of musical portrait of the English capital called the London Suite, which was an extremely popular work. He followed that up a few years later with a sort of sequel to that suite. It's called London Again. We'll hear that played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Sir Charles Groves, in music by English composer Eric Coates, the London Again Suite. Completed in 1936, a follow-up to his earlier London Suite from 1933. The time is 2 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News, with more classical music in the next hour. The Royal Ballet Theatre has the suite Cinderella by Philip Feeney. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online, anytime for you, at kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's by composer Oscar Strauss, Valslent, or The Slow Waltz. Alfred Walter and the Budapest Strauss Symphony Orchestra, beginning things on Kansas Public Radio in our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, and it's good to be with you once more. We have the Northern Ballet Theatre Orchestra. Coming up, we'll spend most of our time with them this hour, enjoying the ballet suite Cinderella from Philip Feeney. All the while, the Lyric Opera of Kansas City's own production of Cinderella goes on this week through October 5th at the Kauffman Center. We'll hear a few more details about that in just a bit. Support for classical music comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. Here's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra from French composer Hector Berlioz, a little something that is based on Shakespeare and the two leads, the two witty leads from the play Much Ado About Nothing. We'll hear the overture Beatrice and Benedict on KPR. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and music by French composer Hector Berlioz, a concert overture based on the play Much Ado About Nothing by Shakespeare, music that reflects the witty banter between its two romantic leads, the Beatrice and Benedict overture, here on KPR. It's 2:18. The Royal Ballet Theatre Orchestra is joining us in just a few short minutes for the Cinderella Suite of Philip Feeney. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. And Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed on Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. KPR would like to thank Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Zen Zero, serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts in downtown Lawrence. We are in the middle of our fall pledge drive, and although we're just focusing on the music for this afternoon, I do want to remind you that your support is crucial to everything that we do here on KPR. Please pledge your support at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. We have something for you now from a Japanese musician by the name of Michio Miyake, who was born in 1894. And at a very early time in his life, just a few years into his life, he lost his sight. He was about 8 years old at the time. But he went on to become a world-class player of the koto. One of his most famous tunes was known as Haru no Umi, or The Sea in Spring. He wrote it in 1929. It's his best-known piece, and it means The Sea in Spring. It's essentially his childhood memory of the image of the sea before he lost his eyesight. We'll hear the work played by harpist Lili Laskin, joined by flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal. A performance by harpist Lili Laskin and flutist Jean-Pierre Rampal with Haru no Umi, or The Sea in Spring, from Japanese composer and koto expert Michio Miyake, from 1929. The time is 2:28. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family October 4th and 5th. Details at CawValleyFarmTour.com. Well, right now, the KC Opera, all this week, is putting on their production of Cinderella at the Kauffman Center, and that'll be through the 5th of October. You can find out all about this concert and how to attend at kcopera.org. We'll hear the Northern Ballet Theatre Orchestra next, and music from composer Philip Feeney's 1993 production of Cinderella next on KPR. There's music by British composer Philip Feeney and a symphonic suite from one of 8 ballet productions that he created in collaboration with the Northern Ballet Theatre Orchestra. That one on the subject of Cinderella, John Price Jones led the Northern Ballet Theater, here on Kansas Public Radio. The story of Cinderella is going to be put on by the KC Opera for two more performances starting this Friday. Rossini's glittery version of the classic fairy tale, where the heroine drives her own fate. The KC Opera at the Kauffman Center with Rossini's Cinderella. Two performances this weekend, one 7:30 p.m. this Friday, October 3rd, and a 2 p.m. performance on Sunday, October 5th. You can find out more at kcopera.org or kauffmancenter.org. We're just a few minutes away now from 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed tonight with more classical music with your host, Destiny. She'll be with you tonight from 7 to 9, celebrating the beginning of October tonight with some very famous spooky tunes to get you into a Halloween mood, like the Toccata and Fugue by Bach, plus some extreme drama makes its way into the evening via Tchaikovsky's Souvenir de Florence. Classical music from 7 to 9 this evening with Destiny here on Kansas Public Radio. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and it's about time for me to say good afternoon to you. And a special thank you to those who pledged your support for classical music during KPR's Fall Pledge Drive. Even though we took the time this afternoon just to focus on the music and give you all a little break from the fun drive, for many of you, that did not stop you from making your pledge of support. And you can do so as well at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. Again, a huge thank you to those of you who pledged your support for music this afternoon. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.